This is crossover week at the state capitol when bills from one chamber really start to move to the other. The deadline has also passed for bills to be heard in committees in the chamber from which they come. Also, this is the week legislative leaders had targeted before session as when they wanted to approve a new state budget. With me for our weekly look at what to expect from the legislature this week is Howie Fisher of Capitol Media Services. Howie, you got to some plans for some long nights down there this week?
Well, no, this is a nice aspirational goal that they have here. I mean, we're going to go ahead and adopt the budget rather than waiting until the last minute. A few little things potentially holding that up. Number one is you've got lawmakers approving a whole series of little bills for their own particular bridge or road issue or their own particular health service. So that hasn't been incorporated in the budget. And number two is the question of tax breaks. You know, the governor sketched out his issue of wanting tax breaks to for the retired military, their pensions, but everyone else has an issue, you know, property tax for business or income tax rates for individuals. And so let me just say, I'm not exactly holding my breath that at the end of the week, we're going to have a full-blown state budget.
Howie, usually there's, you know, inklings that a budget is imminent. There are documents that are leaked or dropped off. I mean, have we seen any even preliminary legislative documents that could indicate that a deal between the legislature and the governor is close?
There are some talking points being circulated, but at this point, I don't see anything that suggests they're really coalescing around everything. Part of the problem, of course, is the very thin margin that the Republicans have in the House. And you know, with 31-29, it means any one Republican says, I don't want that, and all of a sudden we're in trouble. And there are Republicans who, you know, figure, well, look, I might as well hold out for what I want. One of the more interesting ones could be Representative Noel Campbell from Prescott, who's been arguing now for years that we can't live on a gas tax rate that we set back in 1991. And he figures, hey, I'm retiring after the end of the year. I'm going to go out in a blaze of glory, if you will. And, you know, he may say, you know, look, I need at least a hearing by the full House on this issue. And then maybe we'll talk. So, again, I'm not holding my breath, but, you know, we'll be talking a week from today and we'll find out how good my prognostication is.
Well, Howie, speaking of things that may or may not actually happen this week, let's move to what is quickly becoming among the busiest committees in the legislature, that being the Ethics Committee. Any update on either the investigation into Representative Cook or whether or not any ethics committees are going to be taking up any of the other complaints that have been filed against other members?
Well, we know that they hired an attorney to look at Representative Cook. They're going to follow the procedure where we let the outside attorney go ahead, do some investigation, poke around. One of the advantages from a legislative viewpoint, if not the public viewpoint, is that if you have it done by an outside attorney, it's protected by attorney-client privilege. This is the same thing we saw with the Shooter case, and it took a long time to get some of that stuff out. As far as the other cases, you know, you've got individuals who filed complaints against Eddie Farnsworth for his treatment of folks during an immigration hearing. You've got complaints and counter-complaints in the House Elections Committee where Kelly Townsend shut down some discussions. So the Democrats filed a complaint against her. She's filed the complaints against Democrats. This is much more, you know, actual, you know, and just heat than light. I think what's going to happen in most cases is that the people who chair the ethics committee are going to say, really? Have you read the rule book? These are not ethical issues. You know, obviously from Representative Solomon's viewpoint, who's filed her complaint against Representative Kelly Townsend, she thinks it is an ethical issue that somehow Ms. Townsend didn't follow the constitutional requirements for allowing, for example, a roll call vote on one of her motions. Again, ethical complaint, probably not. A rules violation? Maybe. But part of the problem is that the House gets to decide what rules it has and what rules even it enforces.
Howie, so, I want to ask you exactly how many years you've been at the Capitol, but you've been there, suffice it to say, for a while now. We've seen a number of ethics complaints and a lot of arguments and people getting hauled out or threatened to be hauled out of committees. Is this more tense than you are used to seeing down there?
Oh, it's very tense. And I think to a certain extent that the governor's decision very late Thursday to pull the plug on the whole issue of the sanctuary cities may help relieve some of that tension. But when you've got such a contentious issue and you have a Democrat community and a Hispanic community that's feeling much more powerful and doesn't like just being shut down because, well, we're the Republicans, we have the majority. Yes, it got very tense. Now, again, perhaps with sanctuary cities gone, at least the major bill, that'll ease up. But what is also obvious is there's another sanctuary cities bill that's still alive. And this has to do with making cities financially liable if somebody that they didn't turn over to ICE ends up injuring someone else. That got out of a committee last week on a very contentious party line margin. And as far as we know, that's not part of any deal to shelve the issue this year.
Howie, quickly, something that might actually happen this week, Governor Ducey's call for dealing with the military pension taxes, trying to get rid of those. Does it look like there is support for that when it comes up?
Well, there seems to be a lot of support in the committee. I think the issue is going to be, as opposed to cutting what other taxes? The good news from the perspective of the people who like to cut taxes is there seems to be plenty of, quote unquote, extra money. Now, the Democrats don't consider it extra. They consider it money that should be spent on schools, on healthcare, and everything else. The other part of the problem is, as we mentioned earlier, there are a lot of competing ideas for how to spend that money. There's a third factor, which is when they took up the issue of military pensions a year ago, they couldn't even raise it from $3,500 to $5,000. And this raises it to an unlimited amount, the military pensions. And again, I think that this may be problematic when push comes to shove.
All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, as always, thank you.
I'll be down here.